弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典，让我们可以在安息日再一次的来到神的殿来享受主的安息。
Praise the Lord for His grace that we may gather here in the temple of the Lord to enjoy His Sabbath rest。
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考修圣殿建新殿。
So in the name of Lord Jesus, I'd like to share with everyone the topic, repairing the temple of God and also repairing the temple of our hearts.
我们来看一节经文，请看列王记下的第十二章。
First turn to Second King, chapter 12.
列王记下十二章。
Second King, chapter 12.
十二章第七节
，Verse seven，
列王记下十二章第七节
，Second Kings chapter 12 verse 7。
七节说：“所以约阿施王召了大祭司耶和耶大和众祭司来，对他们说：‘你们怎么不修理殿的破坏之处呢？从今以后，你们不要从所认识人再收银子，要将所收的交出来修理殿的破坏之处。’”
Now verse 7, therefore King Joash summoned Jehoiada, the priest, and the other priests, and asked them, Why aren't you repairing the damage done to the temple? Take no money from your treasures, but hand it over for repairing the temple. Verse 8, the priests agreed that they would not collect any more money from the people, and that they would not repair the temple themselves.
那这是我们现在在读经的列王记的历史。
And so this is part of the Bible reading schedule.
那我们最近在读的这段历史约阿施王是一个很特殊的人物。
And so Bible records King Joash, he was a very special person.
我们如果从小在教会里面听故事一定会谈到这个七岁就当王的这个小国王。
And so King Joash, he was a king at the age of seven.
那他的整个生命的过程充满戏剧性的。
And so his life was full of drama.
他本来差一点被他自己的祖母把他杀死。
He was almost killed by his own grandmother.
结果被他自己的姑姑把他拯救了。
But he was rescued by his aunt.
后来他以一个王子的身份住在圣殿这本来是祭司可以住的地方，他住了七年。
And so, he was hidden, in the temple of God, supposedly only, be good for the priests, but he was hidden there for 7 years.
所以如果我们读列王记下的十一章，我们就会看到这段历史。
And so, if we study Second King, chapter 7, then we can read this history.
那约阿施王最让人记住的。其实就是他年纪轻轻的七岁就坐上王位，戴皇冠。
And so at the age of seven, he became king.
那第二件重大的事情就是他在他当王期间，他修理了所罗门所建的圣殿破坏之处。
And so while he was king, during his reign, he repaired the temples of Solomon.
所以在讲旧约的历史圣殿的。建设从大卫起这个心意由所罗门来完成。
And so God, so the temple of God started from King David preparing the material and completed in the time of Solomon.
那到约阿施的时代差不多超过120年了。
By the time of King Joash has been 120 years.
那这个圣殿在献给神的时候是非常的富丽堂皇，里面。里外都包金子的。
And so when it was first dedicated to the Lord, it was very beautiful. It was gold inside and out.
那神也应许他眼目要时常看顾这个殿，因为是立他的名字的。
And God has promised that He'll watch over this temple, for this is the place where the name of the Lord was placed.
但是经过历史的演进，我们看到在百姓当中。出现了许多的王，他们并不管神的心意，他们随从偶像去惹神发怒。
But we can see that throughout history, many of the kings of Israel, they did not follow the commandment of God, worshiping idols and brought wrath of the Lord upon them.
他们并不在意神的要求。
They care less about God's commands.
更多时候，他们在意的是随他们自己的心意。他们效法周围列邦的人那个拜神的习惯。
But rather, they follow whatever their heart desires, and even follow the religious rituals of the neighboring countries.
所以圣经在列王记里面他在评论一个王，他到底好或不好。通常就是以大卫做标准。
And so, in the kings, you'll see that they're often compared to the standard of David.
那大卫他就是合神心意的。
And for David was a man who after God's own heart.
他做什么事他都会想到神。
And so, no matter what he does, he'll think about is this what God wants?
就是有时候别人对他很坏想要取他的命。他要出手以前，他都会想到说这样做神高不高兴。
And even when he was persecuted, and people wanted his life, he would think, "Is my next step in accordance with the will of God? Is this pleasing to God?"
因为他很在意神他的心。
Because he cared much about what God thinks.
他愿意遵守神所吩咐的。
And he was willing to follow the commandment of God.
所以圣经就提到大卫他是行神眼中看为正的事的王。
Therefore, Bible teaches us that David was the one who followed God's heart.
在列王记撒母耳记的这段历史里面特别提到大卫除了乌利亚那一件事情之外，他每一件事情都是尽量去照神的心意做的。
In the Chronicles and also the Kings, it records that other than the events of Uriah's wife and Bathsheba, King David followed the commandment of the Lord.
特别是在拜神的事情上，他非常的尽心尽力。
Especially in terms of worshiping God, he did the best he could.
他内心不敢有除了真神之外的另外的神，所谓的神。
And so, apart from the true God, there is never other idol gods or any other thing that's closer to God.
这就是大卫蒙神喜悦的原因之一。
And so that's the reason why God showed so much favor to David.
那到了约阿斯王的时代。
In the time of King Joash.
那个时候在政治上掌权的是约阿斯的祖母。
And so at the time, the grandmother of King Joash took over the throne.
这是亚他利亚，这是亚哈的女儿。
And she was the daughter of King Ahab.
那我们要知道亚哈王他之所以坏，是因为他把偶像崇拜引进了以色列百姓当中了。
And so Ahab was considered the worst king because he introduced idol worshiping into the land of Israel.
圣经说他把自己卖掉了。
And he had sold himself.
他把自己卖给偶像。
He sold himself to the idols.
那他为什么会有这个把自己卖掉的这个行为呢？
And why did he sell himself to the idols?
我们所读过圣经，我们会看到，就是因为他去娶了耶洗别做妻子。
And Bible tells us that because he married Queen Jezebel.
那耶洗别是西顿王耶巴利的女儿，是专门拜巴利的祭司的女儿。
And so Jezebel was a daughter of King of Sidon, and also related to the priest of Baal.
所以因着耶洗别把这个偶像崇拜，特别是巴利的崇拜，带进了以色列国度里。
So Jezebel brought the worshiping of Baal to Israel.
那从以色列国度又延伸到犹大国去了。
And so this worshiping of Baal also later was introduced to the kingdom of Judah.
那因为亚他利亚她是亚哈的女儿，后来嫁到犹大国去了。
And so Athaliah was the daughter of Ahab, and then She was married to Judah.
那这个亚他利亚这个心很狠。
And so Athaliah was a very cruel person.
那他如果是狠心也就算了，这是个人的行为。
And if she was just merely merciless, that would be her own fault.
但是他最糟糕的事情，其实是因为 他把这个拜偶像的事情把他引到神的圣殿里面去了。
But the worst thing she did was she introduced idol worshiping into the temple of God.
我们知道信仰实际上是一种生活。
And our spiritual journey should be a part of our life.
我们今天信神，不是说我们只是来到一个特定的地方，我们才叫做我们有信仰生活。
And so, worshiping God doesn't mean we just come to church once a week in a particular location and we say that's it. I have faith.
我们相信神，我们有信仰的人，事实上是我们在做每一件事情，我们在每一天的生活里面，都是在过信仰的生活，因为这个信仰会引导我们怎么过日子。
So those who believe in God, our spiritual life, our belief, shall guide our footsteps every day.
所以如果信仰偏差
，so if our faith gone astray,
那之后我们的生活一定走样的。
And then you'll see your life also gone astray.
因为我们所注重的，我们所追求的，一定会跟我们的信仰有关系。
Because whatever we pursue after, they are heavily related to our faith.
如果我们是敬畏神的，我们是愿意遵守神命令的。
So if we are a God-fearing people and we're willing to obey God's commands,
那我们现在所做的，我们所想的其实我们都会想到，哎，这个神有没有是符合神的要求吗？神喜欢吗？
So we would think, is what I'm doing in accordance with God's will? Am I pleasing to God?
所以信仰本身就是生活。
And so our faith should be a part of our life.
那所以如果今天一个人他信仰走偏了之后
，So if a person gone astray in his faith,
他不会再去管神的事了。
He wouldn't care about the matters of God.
那亚哈利亚他做了什么事呢
？So what did Athaliah did？
我们现在看历代志下的二十四章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles chapter 27. Excuse me, 24.
历代志下二十四章。
Second Chronicles 24.
这一段二十三章二十四章这一段历史跟列王记下十一章、十二章是平行的。
And so, the recordings here is similar to that of the Second Kings 11 and 12.
所以我们读列王记下十二章，我们一定要同时看历代志下的二十四章。
And so, when you're reading Second Kings chapter 12, you should also read Second Chronicles chapter 24.
那我们会看到更详细这个整个历史的背景。
So we can see a clear recording of the history.
那么我会看得更清楚约阿施王这个人他的贡献跟他的问题。
And we can see how Joash contributed to the work of God, but he also has some issues.
那我们也会更警惕，因为这个王所发生的事情很有可能会在我们的身上。
And so we should take this as a learning example, so that it doesn't happen to us.
我们看第二十四章的第七节
，Chapter 24, verse
7。二十四章第七节说
，Chapter 24, verse 7。
因为那恶妇亚他利亚的众子曾拆毁神的殿，又用神殿中分别为圣的物供奉巴利。
Verse 7, and now the sons of that wicked woman Athaliah had broken into the temple of God and used even its sacred object for the Baals.
那这个就是圣殿之所以需要重建的主要原因。
And so this is the reason why the temple needs to be repaired.
在历史上虽然有一些王他们这样子不是行得很正，但是至少对圣殿来说还蛮尊重的。
And so the previous kings of Judah, perhaps they did not worship God, but at least they revere and honor the temple of God.
但是等到亚他利亚他来到犹大之后
，But after Athaliah arrived Judah,
他整个心是不一样的。
And her heart was different.
她是拜巴利，她拜偶像的。
She was the daughter of the priests that worship Baal.
她不管神的
，So she cared less about God.
我们看到他的心他没有所谓的爱的，没有所谓爱心的。
And so she has no love toward anyone.
圣经是说，当他的儿子死掉之后
，Bible says when her son died,
他为了要得到权力，他马上把他的这些孙子全部把他杀光。
In order to secure authority for herself, she killed every one of her grandsons.
那但是这个人却是拜巴利拜的很诚的人。
And while this is supposed to be a very devout Baal worshippers.
他把神殿里面的这些分别为圣的物品，把它拿去拜偶像了。
And so she took all the sacred objects in the temple for idol worshiping.
那所以圣殿在这种情况下，它一定是你看它有很多破坏之处，没有人会去管它的。
And so it's been completely broken and desolated. No one cared for it.
那当然，这时候祭司还在。
And the priest was still there.
但是看起来政治的势力胜过了宗教的势力。
But at the time, the political strength far exceeds that of the influence by the priest.
那约阿斯在神的保守底下，在七岁当王。
And so Joash, under the protection of God, was king at the age of seven.
第四节说。
Verse 4 Chapter 24, verse 4.
此后，约阿斯有意要重修神的殿。
Verse 4, sometime later, Joash decided to restore the temple of the Lord.
他七岁当王之后。
So after he became king at seven.
其实是因为有这个大祭司耶和耶大来帮助他的。
And so there was the high priest,
Jehoiada.
High priest, Jehoiada, is the one who helped Joash.
七岁的孩子，他怎么知道要做什么事呢？
So clearly, at the age of seven, he doesn't know anything.
因为如果我们现在的七岁孩子可能更聪明了。
Of course, we can say the seven-year-old nowadays might be smarter.
现在七岁的孩子就是小学一年级、二年级的。
And so it's about first or second grade.
我们如果这些做爷爷奶奶的，甚至做父母亲的。这个手机不会用，电脑不会用，问他们，他们都会啊。
And so, if you don't know how to operate your cell phone, you can ask a seven-year-old. He can probably teach you.
你要找什么资讯，他可能很简单的就找到了。
And they can probably find information quicker than you do.
现在孩子很聪明。
The kids nowadays are pretty smart.
因为有很多的资源他们可以用。
Because there's a lot of resources for them to.
有人七岁就可以做生意啊。
Some people even conduct business.
就开始赚钱了。
Even make money.
十几岁他可能就非常有钱。
Or try to become a CEO at a very young age.
但是现在，是不是现在这个时代啊？
But that's nowadays.
但是你想，三千年前。
But 3,000 years ago.
七岁的孩子。
A seven-year-old.
他还要做什么？
What could he do?
我们不要说三千年前，五十年前我们的孩子。
So even 50 years ago,
我们七岁的时候在玩泥巴。
And so, seven-year-old power.
大人十八岁的时候你不知道。
And that's just the way it is.
但是这个时候，约押是已经做王位，他当王了。
But Joash was king at the time.
当王是要做决定的。
And king needs to make decision.
他要领导整个国家，走在什么方向
？He needs to lead the country in the directions.
但是显然的，他一定是依赖耶和耶大这个大祭司来。治理国家。
And so he needs to rely on Jehoiada to rule the country.
那耶和耶大在的时候，这个约押师他就走在神的路上。
So when Jehoiada was still around, the country was on the right path.
那所以在第二十四章的第二节特别说。
And so in verse 2 it says,
祭司耶和耶大在世的时候，约押师行神眼中看为正的事。
Joash did what was right in the eyes of the Lord all the years of Jehoiada the priest.
也就是说，这个王他需要有一个非常敬畏神的人来辅佐他，他就做得很好。
And so, if the king has good advisors, then he will do well.
我们今天其实很多事都是学习来的。
And so, many things we do in this world is from learning.
我们的周围的人，他给我们什么样的教导，会影响我们。
And so, the advice that we receive from our friends may affect us.
今天我们要我们没有办法选择我们的父母，因为我们是被父母生生下来的。
And so we cannot choose our parents because we were
但是父母亲怎么做什么会影响孩子。
And so, what is it? But whatever parents did could influence the children.
但约押斯他的父母亲，他的父亲很早就死了。
But Joash, father died early.
那他的母亲的角色就没有了。
And so he has no parents.
因为他是住在圣殿里面。
Because he live in the temple.
所以主要都是这个大祭司在影响，那祭司在影响他的。
And so the priest provided the learning.
那大祭司在的时候。
And so when the priest was around,
他就知道什么是对的。
So he know what is right.
他照着神的律法、神的要求在治理国家。
So he governed the country accordingly.
这个就是今天我们有时候要为我们的孩子准备那个好的老师。
And so today we need to prepare good teachers and advisors for our children.
我们学什么都是要有老师引导我们。
And because the children need learning from the teachers.
我们在信仰上也是这样子。
So likewise, in our spiritual life.
如果有敬畏神的人在教导，然后在做榜样。
If there are good God-fearing people set as examples.
就像耶和华他是一个敬畏神的人。
Just like Joiada, he was a God-fearing person.
这个耶和华他又做了就行神眼中。看为正的事了。
Joab did well, and what is right in the eyes of God.
那我们先看一下第二十四章的第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
因为耶大年纪老迈，日子满足而死，死的时候年130岁。
Verse 13. Now Joiada was old and full of years, and he died at the age of 130.
十三节，十六节。
16.
葬在大卫城列王的坟墓里，因为他在以色列人中行善，又侍奉神，修理神的殿。
He was buried with the kings in the city of David because of the good he had done in Israel for God and his people.
这个就是耶和华一生所留下的那个结语。
And so, this was the conclusion of the life of Joiada.
他是行善侍奉神的人。
And so he did what was good, and he served God.
那其实这个整个。有大国大卫的这个王位这个家谱能够延续耶和华大扮演很关键的角色。
And the fact that the kingdom the throne of David was able to continue Joiada played a very important role.
那因为他侍奉神他敬畏神的。
Because he revered God and he served God.
那圣经特别说他是活到130岁。
The Bible says that he lived till age of 130.
这个他可能是啊，我们现在不知道具体。不过从圣经看，他可能是列王那个时代活最久的人。
And so, at least according to the recording, perhaps he was the oldest person in the times or the era of the kings.
那像大卫王都可能活到七十岁就死了。
And so King David, for example, he died maybe at age of 70.
就算摩西也活到120岁啊。
Even Moses, Moses top out at 120.
我们看到活过超过120岁的人。你 要回溯到创世纪那个时候才看得到了。
If you want to see anybody who lived past 120, you got to go beyond the days of Moses.
你就是看到耶和华他是真的是神敬神的人，那神也特别让他长寿。
But Jehoiada, he lived till 130 because he was a God-fearing person.
他很重要就是他修理神的殿。
And very importantly, he repaired the temple of God.
那修理神的殿是跟约押师王有关系的。
And this is related to Joash.
那我们看到约押师王他受到耶和华的影响。
And Joash, because he took advice from Joiada.
但是影响是一回事，真的要愿意去做的是这个人本身，约押师王本身。
And so, of course, he could receive advice from Joiada, but Joash need to.Do it, make the decision.
今天我们就算有好的老师在引导我们，如果我们自己不学，老师能够有的功效也很小。
So even with the best teachers, if we are not willing to learn, the teacher can do very little.
老师他一样，他教了很多学生。
And the teachers have many students.
但是可能只有少数的学生真的可以青出于蓝，比老师更好。
But only very few students can be better than the teachers later.
因为一样在教导，有人听，有人不听啊。
Because the same instructions, some follow, some care less.
所以会听老师所讲的话，才会成功。
So those who willing to listen to the instructions, and execute, they can be successful.
因为这个教导人就是把他的经验，把他所得到的知识，把它传递下去的。
Because those who are teaching, try to pass on his past experience to the next person.
所以最后一定是这个领受人他要怎么样学，他到底。下什么决心要去做老师所要求的
？So the person who's learning it must be able to absorb it, willing to practice it, and see if it works.
我们从约押师的一生看出来
，and so from the life of Joash, we can see
他在耶和华死了以后
，so after Joiada died,
他的生活就不一样了。
His life changed.
他所做的工作，最后就蒙上了一个污点。
And so the work that he does begin to be tainted.
因为约押师很重要，就是他修理了神的殿，他做了这件工作。
So Joash, his most important work was to repair the temple of God.
因为这件事情是在耶和华还活着的时候。
And so he did this in the time of when Joiada was still alive.
那因为他本身做王，他现在行神眼中看为正的事。他看到圣殿破坏，他觉得说他有那个责任 应该要把它修好。
And as the king, and he saw that the temple was broken, so he wanted to repair the damages.
那这个就是在做事本身，做这个工作。
And so this is in relation to the work itself.
那一定是从他先行神眼中看为正的事，他才有这个心想要去把圣殿破坏之事修理好。
And so he must have done what is right in the sight of God, and then he can try to do it.
好，那我们现在再看回来，我们现在看回来《列王记下》第十二章。
So let's turn to Second King chapter 12.
列王记下十二章。
Second King chapter 12.
我们要简单看一下约阿施王他修理圣殿这个整个过程。
So let's see the entire process.
第四节。
Verse 4.
十二章第四节。
Verse 4.
约阿施对众祭司说：“凡奉到神殿分别为圣之物，所值通用的银子，或个人当纳的身价，或乐意奉到神殿的银子，你们都当从所认识的人收了来，修理殿的一切破坏之处。
Joash said to the priests, collect all the money that is brought a sacred offering to the temple of the Lord. The money collected in the census, the money received from personal vows, and the money brought voluntarily to the temple.
第五节。
Verse 5, let every priest receive money from one of the treasures and let it be used to repair whatever damage is found in the temple.
那这个他现在要修理神的殿哦，他开始要去筹集资金呢，要有钱呢。
So they need funding to repair the temple.
所以这个时候，约押师哦，他想到三个方法。
And so Joash thought of three ways.
奉到神的殿分别为圣之物啊，这就是许愿的时候。奉献的，有人会许愿，他奉献。
And so some people will come and offer sacrifice, and they will offer money.
这是根据利未记二十七章里面的神的律法。
And this is according to Leviticus chapter 27.
那个人当纳的身价，这个就是每一个男丁要给这个生命的赎价，半色克勒，每一个人都要给的。
And also, they need to offer their offerings individually.Half shekels of silver.
那这个就是根据出埃及记三十章里面当时候神所要求的。
And this is also recorded in Leviticus chapter 30.
因为我们的生命都是神赎出来的。
Because our life was redeemed by God.
以色列百姓他们本来长子男丁本来都该死的。
And supposedly all the firstborn of Israel shall perish as well.
神让他们活下来了。
But God rescued them.
所以现在每一个人都要把这个生命赎价奉到神的殿。
And so they need to offer this price.
那第三种就是乐意奉到神殿里面的，甘心奉献的。
And those who are voluntarily offered.
我们看到利未记里面他提到这个有所谓献甘心祭的。
And so in Leviticus they talk about voluntary offerings.
就是感谢，如果得到平安就感谢奉献。
Or thanksgiving offerings.
那这个就是其实圣殿里面有许多人会把他们的财物把它奉献进来。
And so, so people would offer in many ways, and then to the temple.
那一开始的时候，第五节。
In verse 5,
他说：“你们从所认识人收来。”
First it says, let every priest receive money from one of the treasures and people that you know.
也就是说，这是在管理圣殿财物的人，从英文翻译就是这样子。
And so it says to collect them from the treasures people of the temple.
所以是不是是每一个人一起奉献哦
？So it's not like everybody offered together.
是这些认识的，他这个管财务人去收的。
And so the treasurers would know the people and then collect these funds.
那收当然就会收到一些银子了。
And then they will accumulate some funds.
好，但是到了第六节说，无奈到了约押斯王二十三年，祭司能为修理殿的破坏之处。
Verse 6, but by the 23rd years of King Joash, the priests still had not repaired the temple.
约押斯二十三年，这个时候他三十岁了。
So Joash is now 30 years old.
因为他七岁的时候当王。
Because he was king at 7.
那现在已经做了过了二十三年了。
So 23 years have passed.
他现在三十岁。
And he's 30.
那他现在就发现说，什么圣殿还一直都没有修理起来。
And so he saw that the temple has not been repaired.
那这个就是他有一个心想要做，但是一直都没有完成。
And so he wanted to do this work, but it was never done.
因为他这个工作是交给祭司去做了。
Because he gave this work to the priests.
那祭司也是收钱呢。
The priests went and collect.
那他们这个钱收去哪里了
？So what happened to the money?
这个时候其实钱没有没有不是祭司把它偷用走了啦。
And so it's not like the priests misused the funds.
其实看起来是祭司当时候他们对于修理圣殿跟要去去做圣殿里面的这些器物的这个用途有不同的看法。
And so the priests they had different thoughts about how the funds should be used.
我们看，如果先看第十三节。
3:13。
但那奉到神殿的银子没有用以做神殿里的银杯、蜡剪、碗、号和别样的金银器皿。
Verse 13, the money brought into the temple was not spent for making silver basin, wick, trimmers, sprinkle bowls, trumpet, or any other articles of gold or silver for the temple of the Lord.
第十四节说，乃将那银子交给督工人修理神的殿。
It was paid to the workmen who used it to repair the temple.
那表示这个时候事实上是已经做了改变之后，现在祭司拿到了银子，他们就不是去做这些圣殿里面这些 内部里面的器物了。
And so, so when they got the gold and silver, they instead of making vessels, for the temple.
我们刚才已经看到亚他利那个这个恶妇哈，亚他利啊，他把那个圣殿里面的这些器物，通通拿去供巴利了。
Because Athaliah had took all the vessels and to worship Baals.
那这些东西被污秽了，是不可以在圣殿用的。
And so once it's been
defiled,
cannot be used again.
那现在祭司他们要修理圣殿，但是同时他们也要确定在圣殿里面的崇拜是合乎神的要求。
And so now the priests need to repair at the temple. They need to make sure all the vessels in there also according to the requirements.
现在王他要修理圣殿，他去收集的这些钱，这银子来了。
And so the king went and collected all these silvers and golds.
看起来这些祭司把这些金银呢，把它拿去做器皿。
And so it looked like they took these items and silver and gold to make them into vessels.
就让这个硬体的这个修理的工作一直都停顿了。
And so in terms of the physical building hasn't been repaired.
那所以现在这个约押斯王他急了。
And so Joash was nervous.
他把第七节他把祭司们招来了。
So in verse 7, he called the priests.
他说你们怎么不修理神的殿？
So how come you're not repairing the temple?
以后你们就不要再去跟所认识人收钱了。
He said, "Do not collect any more money."
现在把这个钱哦，要重新来运用了。
But let's allocate the fund correctly.
好，那王这样讲之后，第八节啊，众祭司就照着做了。
And so, so all the priests began their work.
第八节这里说，也不修理圣殿的破坏之处哈。
And so they would not.
不是说这个工程不做了，
so it's not like they don't do any work anymore.
而是说这个现在这个主导修理的工作不是由祭司去做。
Okay, so he says they will not repair the temple themselves, but rather they will hire professionals.
他们现在需要有一些银匠、木匠、工匠各种工人来做它。
But they need to hire a professional workers to complete the work.
好，那所以现在就整个方向要改变。
And so they need to change the direction.
也就是说，目标是一致的。
And so they have the same goal.
要怎么做？要修正。
And so they need to execute the task properly.
结果第九节，现在耶和耶大他想了一个方法。
And so Joiada thought of a method.
他去取了一个柜子，在上面钻了一个窟窿，放在坛旁边，在进神殿的右边。
So he took a chest and bored a hole on his lid, and he placed it beside the altar.
那这个就是看起来是在神的家里面有奉献箱的开头。
And so this is maybe the beginning of an offering box.
我们现在你看的奉献箱是一个箱子，里面上面有一个窟窿嘛。
And so our offering box is a box with holes.
然后那个银钱的掉下去就有声音了。
And then you can put money in it.
那现在放在圣殿祭坛的旁边。
And so they would put it next to the altar.
那每个人都看到这个奉献箱。
And so people will see it.
要做什么？
What for?
就是要来，又来修理圣殿破坏之处的。
And so that is to repair the damage in the temple.
结果现在进殿的人，每一个人看到，每一个人就奉献了。
And so everyone sees it, they would throw some money in it.
以前是由那些管财务人去收的。
So in the past, the treasurer would go around and try to collect.
那 效果不好。
And not very well.
哦，因为我们看到圣经里面这样描述。
Because Bible says.
为什么祭司他们会先把那个钱挪去用在做圣殿的其他的器具呢？
And why is it that the priest would first use these silver and gold to make the vessel?
很显然也是因为资金不足。
It's because they don't have enough funds.
如果资金够的时候，他可以同时进行的。
If there's enough funds, of course they can do both.
所以祭司的想法是先把内部器具先做好。
So the priest wanted to first build the vessels inside.
那硬体的以后再说。
And then they'll worry about the repair of the building itself.
但是如果经费充足的时候，可以同时进行的。
But if there's sufficient fund, and then they can do this together.
那这个时候，现在祭司耶和耶大，他现在用每一个人都参与奉献这个方法来收集更多的资金。
And so Jehoiada came up with a method so that everyone may contribute fund to it.
结果这个银子就很多了。
And so they have a lot of amount of silver.
很快的
money.
很快的这些所需的资金就收集到了。
And so they're able to collect the necessary funds very quickly.
我们看圣经很快的这个圣殿重建。重修的工作就完成。
And so, in a short period, this repairing work was done.
因为我们直接看第十五节。
Let's read to verse 15.
将银子交给办事的人，转交做工的人，不与他们算账，因为他们办事诚实。
Verse 15, they did not require an accounting from those who gave the money to pay the workers because they act with complete honesty.
16节说，唯有赎愆祭、赎罪祭的银子没有奉到神的殿，都归祭司。
The money from the guilt offering and the sin offering was not brought into the temple of the Lord. It belonged to the priest.
16节所讲的事实上是跟祭司的生活有关系的。
And so, verse 16 has to do with the life of the priesthood.
那现在百姓所奉献的这些银子现在专款专用去用修理圣殿。
And so now they have this special fund to repair the temple.
那后来呢？他们现在修理圣殿完之后，他们继续把剩余的银子去做那个圣殿里面的这些用具。
And so any leftover money, they will continue to build the objects for worship.
我们现在再看回来历代志下24章。
Let's turn back to Second Chronicles 24.
历代志下24章。
Second Chronicles 24.
第13节。
13.
13节，工人操作，渐渐修成，将神殿修造的跟从前一样，而且甚是坚固。
The man in charge of the work was diligent in the repair progress under them. They rebuilt the temple of God according to its original design and reinforced it.
第14节，工程完了，他们就把其余的银子拿到王以耶和耶大面前，用以制造神殿供奉所用的器皿和调羹，并金银的器皿。耶和耶大在世的时候，众人常在神殿里献燔祭。
When they had finished, they brought the rest of the money to the king and Jehoiada, and with it were made articles for the God's temple, article for the service and for the burnt offering, and also dishes and other objects of gold and silver. As long as Jehoiada lived, burnt offering were present continually in the temple of the Lord.
你看这里就是当把这个圣殿修理完成之后呢，现在资金都还够用去把这个圣殿所需用的各种器皿把它做好了。
So after they complete the hardware, they actually have leftover money to even finish up all the vessels.
那现在这个众人百姓他就到神的殿来献燔祭了。
And so people come and worship sacrifice to the Lord.
在这个时候，信仰似乎得到一次的复兴。
And so this seems to be a revival of their faith.
我们看到这个神的殿要修理，要做什么事，都需要众人一起来参与才会迅速完成。
And so we need everyone's participation in repairing the temple of God.
我们看到众人的力量比少数人更大。
And so the power of the multitude is a lot more powerful than a few.
今天我们教会准备要建第二期的工程。
So today the church has plans to continue our second phase of church building.
我们等一下聚会以后要举开信徒会议。
And so after the morning service, we will have our general congregation meeting.
就是要来讨论我们今天教会在建筑的这个工程。
And this is to discuss the second phase construction.
这是我们整个教会发展所需要的硬体的这个 这些设备。
And so, this is the hardware that's needed for church growth.
我们现在中学教育的学生人数越来越多，班级越来越多了。
So we have many RE students and in different classes.
我们这些孩子是我们教会将来的希望。
And so our students and our children, they are the hope of our church.
我们需要有更敬畏神的老师来引导他们。
And so we need teachers, God-fearing teachers, to lead.
而且老师都能够行神眼中看为正的事。
And they all can work and act what is right according to God.
像当初耶和华他在引导这个约阿斯这个小王的这个。精神
Just like Joiada guiding the young king Joash.
那我们现在要让我们的孩子有一个很好的学习环境。
So we want to our children to have a good learning environment.
让他们在这个学习的过程当中能够专心，不会受干扰。
And so that they will not be distracted from their learning.
我们现在其实有许多的这个空间不足。
And so sometimes we don't have enough space.
就好像我们现在。下午的时候，我们祷告室需要当作教室。
And so in the afternoon, actually many occasions, the prayer room actually is used as a classroom.
我们会堂的聚会，其实那个祷告室那里的教室会被干扰的。
And so if we have service in the afternoon, sometimes we will interfere with the class and vice versa.
我们的孩子需要有一个更完善的空间来学习。
And so we would like our students to have a better learning environment.
那我们的整个教会其实在东区扮演一个很重要 的角色。
And the Hillsboro Church plays an important role in the East Region.
因为神给我们准备了这么一个很好的地点。
Because God has provided us a wonderful location.
我们在这里又非常的很平静，我们这个整个环境很适合教会各种活动。
And so our environment is very serene, so and quiet, is very suitable for church special events.
我们孩子在教会的这个范围里面活动在不管是室内室外都相对的安全信徒家长都相对放心。
Our children is very safe, whether they're playing inside the church or outside the church. They're well protected in all aspects.
所以将来一定有更多的活动会在我们喜乐坡教会一起开。
And so we can foresee many special events hold here.
我们更需要让整个教会的这个硬体的空间能够更。充足来支援各种活动。
And so we would like to have a better facilities to facilitate these events.
那所以我们整个教会在建设的过程里面一定是要看到更大的需要更广的范围。
And so we need to have a greater vision to cover what we truly can do.
所以今天我们所讨论的一定是要众弟兄姐妹一起来配合。
And so the items that we will discuss requires every single brother and sister's participation and cooperation.
那我们看到圣经里面提到，我们如果愿意来参与神的工作，神的祝福一定会增加。
And in the Bible, we see so many examples that if you participate in God's work, and the blessing of the Lord shall come upon you.
我们现在看哥林多后书第九章。
A second turn to Second Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
Second Corinthians chapter 9.
第七节
，Chapter 9, verse 7.
哥林多后书九章第七节
，Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7.
个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜悦的。
Verse 9, each man shall give what he decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
第八节，神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
第九节，如经上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。
As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gift to the poor, his righteousness endures forever.
你看这里特别提到这个甘心乐意的奉献，神喜悦。
He mentioned that God pleases our voluntary free will offerings.
约阿斯王要完成这个修理圣殿的工作。
And so for Joash to complete the repairing of the temple,
他发现以那少数人是做不到了。
It's very difficult to rely on a few people.
那这个时候，大祭司耶和耶大 他改变方法。
So Jehoiada changed the method.
他就让众人每一个神的百姓都参与这个奉献。
So he let everyone participate in this work.
啊，结果这个事情就很顺利了。
And then everything was done very smoothly.
因为当我们把我们的财物把它奉献出来的时候
，because once we offer our
我们的心就在那里。
Our money and our resources, our heart is there.
哦，圣经说，你的财物在哪里，你的心就在那里。
And Bible says that wherever your heart is, whatever your money is, there your heart will be.
今天我们如果心，我们把我们的财物把它奉献在神的家里。
So today, if we offer our assets in the household of God,
我们会关心神的家
and we will care about the house of God.
因为这里有我们的一份心力
because this is where we put our assets in it.
因为我们相信这里是神的教会
because we believe this is the church of God.
这个教会要世世代代不断的传下去
So this church shall be here for generations.
需要有人来聚会。
People need to come to have services.
我们不但是奉献我们的财物
，Therefore, we're not just offering our money.
我们的人会到这里
，and we physically will be here.
我们会看这个教会现在到底如何
，and we will care about how is the church progressing.
我们现在这个会堂2006年建堂到现在已经13年了
，and so from 2006 till today, is close to 13 years.
我们来到教会，是否仔细去看一看我们教会？硬体的 各方面呢
？Do we carefully observe what's lacking hardware?
有些地方需要修理的，坏掉了。
Some places may need to be fixed.
这个每一个家庭、每一个家，这个建筑物，就是要经常去维护，它才会用得久。
So even your own house, you have to see what needs to be repaired for your home to last.
所以建完了一个建筑物之后。后续的维护更重要。
And so, after a building is done, the repairing work and the maintenance work is even more important.
那要维护不是只是出钱。
And so, to maintain, not just the offering money.
其实更重要的是我们的付出。
But it's our own time.
我们今天把我们的财务奉献在神的家里面来。
And so today, we offer our money to the church.
我们更愿意来付出我们的心、我们的生命来维护它。
But we also want to offer our heart and our time to maintain it.
那更重要的是我们愿意到这里来教会。来聚会 来学习、啊、来侍奉神让整体教会发展
More importantly we're willing to come here to have service to serve brothers and sisters and serve the Lord
我们现在要盖第二期的会那个工程之后
So after we complete the phase 2 construction
硬体的设备更完善接更多的圣工
And so there will be the facilities is better to receive even more work
但是我们需要更多弟兄姐妹来参与
But we need the participation of more brothers and sisters
因为每一个活动都有很多人支援
Because all these work require much
我们要愿意甘心乐意来参与神的工作
And so we willingly participate the work of God
那这样子神的家就兴旺
And then the house of God will prosper.
我们会更乐意的到神的殿里面来献祭啊，来领受神的祝福。
We'll be more willingly to offer and to have service in the house of God.
哦，这个是神的旨意。
And so this is the will of God.
就好像约阿斯王他修理神的殿。
Just like Joash, he repaired the temple of God.
神真的感动这些众百姓。
And therefore, God inspire all the people.
然后让这些办事人都非常忠心诚实。
So that all the workers were very diligent and honest.
你看他们当时候在收了这些钱呢，那这办事看起来很简单呢。
And so it seems like they just collect money and do work. It's a very easy job.
他们每一个人都是该做什么事就是做什么事的。
But they all need to do their work accordingly.
他们没有自己的私心呢。
They're not trying to.Have personal gains out of it.
甚至那些祭司都不用去跟这些督工的人、哦、去算账了。
And so the priest doesn't need to set accounts with these workers.
完全相信的。
And they fully believe.
因为这里的人都敬畏神了。
Because all these people they trust in God.
所以这个整个修理的工作就很顺利的完成了。
And so the work it's very could be done very successfully.
我们希望能够从约押是这个修理圣殿的事情 得到提醒
，and so we like to learn from the story of Joash，
我们也得到鼓励
，and then could be inspired，
一起来
motivated，
一起来建设神的家
，and that we can repair and build the temple，
让神的名得到荣耀
，and to glorify the name of God，
一起来唱诗
，let's sing him，
119首
number 119。